Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Data has been on my mind lately for a number of reasons. There's been a couple of breaches, and there's been, there's the whole app.net thing, which is itself an interesting thing about data, I guess you could say. And I know I talked about the fact that app.net was going away at on Wednesday. And in fact, it got stayed a day, and primarily because there was a commitment that was made when the service started that people would be able to, own their, essentially own their data, right? Since it was initially a paid service, the thought process was that you should be able to export your data that you that you put into the service, and there were some issues exporting the data into the service, and so there was a stay of execution, as it were, and the exports were actually taking a while, and to the point where they said where the service was shut down, but I never actually got a full data export. Although, since I happened to be there till the very end, and I think they'd fixed all the issues and such. And they said, and it was stated that whatever data exports were in progress would still continue. Well, they did continue. And actually, this morning I got an email from app.net saying, here's your data. And of course, I downloaded it, and sure enough, all my data was there. But that's a nice little prologue to that story. But I'm thinking about different kinds of data, and we talk about data breaches in the sense that there has been a few of them in the news this week, and of course we talk about businesses that we do business with, right? They collect data on us, and they just by the nature of doing what they do, like Yahoo, obviously if you use them for email, then they have a lot of information about you. Through the course of doing business with Yahoo, there's going to be data. And that's one thing if some service or some business that you do business with is breached, then there's some data. That's a problem for sure. But where it becomes a little bit more concerning is if it's somebody you didn't directly do business with. There was a breach that happened earlier this week where I think it was 33 million records, which 33 is a magic number, but that came from, I think it was Dun & Bradstreet or something, which is one of these firms that I know it's related to businesses and financial stuff. And there was information in this from that, right? And it was kind of scary to see an email for a breach from a business I didn't do business with, but still had my data. And this is something that we have to at least be cognizant of. Even if we choose not to put information on the interwebs, anybody that we do business with can take data that we give them. And despite whatever agreements that you may have as far as end user license agreements or data privacy or whatever, once that data is out of your hands, it could show up anywhere. And on one hand, when I first did bulletin boards back in the 1980s, there wasn't such a thing as an internet, and there was no thought that it would ever be such a thing as an internet. And I can find stuff I created from at least one bulletin board. I can find it on the internet. If you know where to look, that's the case with a lot of these things, right? If the older something goes, you still have to kind of know where to look for it. But the reality is that this is data that I don't think, maybe people don't care about it, right? That it's out there on the interwebs. But at the time, right, it was a closed system that never talked to the internet. And here, 30 something years later, that you can find this data on the internet. It's kind of mind boggling. And I suppose that's the real issue that I have with all of this, of course, is that there was no, at that time, 30 plus years ago, I didn't even know what the internet was. And so there was no expectation that it might ever show up on the internet. And I suspect a lot of people, when they share information with companies that they do business with, they may not fully understand the fact that data is probably going to be shared with other people. And again, there's probably some privacy policies or whatever. But the reality is that if you're assuming that data is going to be protected, right, then you're not going to see, everybody in the chain has to protect that data equally. And if they have a failure along the way, then guess what? It's on the interwebs and you're getting emails from Troy Hunt. So I think that, I'm coming around to the conclusion that it's really hard, at least as people, to own our own data, right? Because there's so much data. I mean, yeah, granted, I'm throwing out a lot of my own data onto the interwebs because I've been on social media for, you know, however long, you know, I've been on the internet, you know, as longer than most people have been on the internet, because I got on at the, before the, the commercial internet became a thing, and I know there's people that have been there, and so I can find stuff from 25 plus years ago that I did, if I know where to look, but there's always been data out there on me. So, I mean, and I haven't really hidden a whole lot. So, so if anybody wants to find out stuff about me, it's pretty easy to do, but I suspect there's a lot of people that are out there that would be really surprised at the information they could find on the internet about themselves. Sometimes it's public records, right? I mean, cause there's a lot of information that's available on the internet, and it's public records because of various laws and reasons or whatever. But I bet they would be very shocked to find out about all this stuff. And you have to be mindful of this stuff. And as much as it's nice to own your own data, I don't think anybody ever actually does anymore. There's some good things that happen from that. The fact that all this data is moving around and that we have, increasing connectivity, we have increasing storage, we have increasing processing power to crunch that data. I think there's a lot of good things that are going to come from that. But there's also, we also just don't have any control, and that's just the reality. And I think we have to accept that. Now, from a business point of view, I think that's, I think you might be able to get a handle on some of it, but the reality is that everybody's walking around with cell phones and cameras and recording devices, and so we always have the analog hole to worry about, and I don't know what we can do necessarily to protect against that, but at the same time, it's a source of data leak if you really want to get down to it. But I'm not saying that it's an impossible problem to solve. I'm just saying the scope of the problem is very difficult to get our hands around, and if we, and it's even relevant because the GDPR regulations that are going to take effect in the European Union, people have a right to know how their data is being used and how it's and to have that data protected, and so that's going to place an onus on pretty much every organization that does any business with the European Union to protect data. So I'm glad this is going to get some scrutiny and some attention, but the problem is really hard to solve, and I don't know how to do that without making the data you can encrypt the data, of course, that's kind of the default answer, but if the data is encrypted in a way that it can't be used, then that's a whole different problem, right? So I think we still got a ways to go, but as far as this, it's a problem, it's a big problem. Your data, you don't really have control over your data. I guess, once you give it to somebody else, you've lost control of that data. I don't care who you give it to or what you give it to. You're now trusting the other person that you've given it to not share it. In some cases, maybe in some cases you are having them share that information. But the whole concept of that you own your data, it's almost kind of laughable. I hate to say it, as much as I like it, right? That we'd like to be able to assure that, I think it's really hard to do that. And so we have to be mindful of that. And as I warn my kids, right, especially on the internet, everything you do on the internet is public record, and act accordingly. Pretend that there's lots of cameras around, and because there are, we're all walking around with cell phones. So there you go. But I think, so this whole thing about your own data and owning your own data, it's a nice concept, but I think the reality is that we're past that, and we, businesses are going to have to grapple with this, and certainly there's regulations that now are going to force the issue for sure. It's certainly something that we need to solve, but it's going to be a difficult problem to solve. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.